episode 95. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. Deadlocks are another common problem with multithreading. I'll explain how you can get into this situation and how to change your code to avoid the problem. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code live class? Text PROGRAM to the short number 44222 and you'll be on your way. In the previous episode 94, I described how you can use critical sections to make sure that you have sole access to some variables when making changes. A critical section is really just a lock, and I even used the analogy of locking a room before changing a number written on a whiteboard. This works great. You can have many different locks available, and all you need to do is remember to acquire the appropriate lock before making any changes. Proper multithreading requires that all the threads in a process follow the same rules. It won't do you any good if most of your threads make sure to get locks, while just one thread proceeds to modify objects as if it was the only thread remaining. But this brings up an interesting question. Why do you need multiple locks in the first place? Why not just have a single lock for everything? Have you ever went bowling? Your typical bowling alley has multiple lanes, and when a group of people want to play, the group will have sole access to their lane for a couple hours. Imagine the confusion that would result if anybody was allowed to grab a ball and throw it down any lane at any time. You could think of this as if the group of people locked their lane while they're using it. This works out well for the bowling alley because each lane can be locked separately for different teams. Individual locks allow your code to be more fine-grained whenever multiple resources are involved. Your code only needs to lock what it wants to change. The alternative would be for the bowling alley to lock their main doors and not let anybody else into the whole building while a team occupies just one lane. This is a waste because normally resources like this can act independently of each other. Whenever you have multiple variables or objects or anything that needs multi-threaded access control, you need to decide which are independent. Then you create a lock for each of these independent pieces, just like how the bowling alley allows each lane to be locked while in use. If this was the whole story, then there wouldn't be any deadlocks. Sometimes, though, you might need to do something that requires more than just one lock. Let's say you gather a large group of friends to go bowling and need two lanes. This is where you can run into problems. Just that simple extra requirement to get multiple locks can bring your whole application to a complete stop. Have you ever used an application on your computer when it just froze? It just stopped working? Well, that in itself doesn't mean there was a deadlock. But that's the kind of devastation that deadlocks can bring down on your application. I'll describe what causes a deadlock and how you can avoid them right after this message from our sponsor. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to the number 44222 now. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already, and these are focused on results. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. Okay, you need two lanes at the bowling alley. To simplify things, let's pretend this is a really small bowling alley that only has two lanes. The simple case happens when you get to the bowling alley and find it empty. You lock both lanes and enjoy your games. What happens if you get to the bowling alley and one lane is already being used? You could wait until both lanes are available. but this puts the bowling alley in a difficult spot. Should it let another group have the single available lane in the hope that both lanes will become free at the same time? Or should it hold the available lane for your group? This is bad for the bowling alley because it can't charge you for a lane that you're not using, and it can't let another team use the lane because who knows how long they'll keep using it. What normally happens is the bowling alley will ask you if you want to start playing on the single available lane and then move into the second lane when it becomes available. In other words, you place a lock on just part of what you need and wait for a second lock to complete your requirements. Maybe you can do some warm-up exercises on the lane you have, but your group won't be able to make full use of the facilities until you have both locks. Eventually, when the other team finishes, you get both locks and enjoy your games. So far, there's been no deadlock. That's going to change right now with this scenario. In this case, your large group still needs two lanes, and you happen to arrive at the bowling alley just as another large group arrives. Both groups are going to need two lanes. You walk up to the counter and request lane 1 and lane 2 for your group. The clerk checks on lane 1 first and finds it available. You now have half of what you need. But at the same time, the other group has been talking with another clerk, and that other group just locked lane 2. They also have half of what they need. When your clerk tries to lock lane 2 for you, it's no longer available, and the clerk tells you that you'll just have to wait. The problem is that's almost the same story that the other group was told. You have lane 1 and are waiting on lane 2. The other group has lane 2 and is waiting on lane 1. You're both waiting on something that the other team has. And because you're both waiting, neither one is going to give up the piece already in possession. This is a deadlock. This is a simple case of a deadlock, and it's not that hard to spot the potential and fix it. Not all deadlocks are this simple, though. Maybe there's more than just two threads involved, or maybe the resources locked by each thread are far apart in your code, making it harder to detect. Like a lot of multi-threading problems, deadlocks don't always happen. This makes them hard to spot through testing. Your best chance of finding potential deadlocks before your customers complain is to use code analysis tools and good old design reviews. What do you do when you find a potential deadlock? What changes do you make to your code to fix the problem so it won't happen again? The answer is actually very simple. This is a case where diagnosis is a lot harder than the cure. You have two options. The heavy-handed approach involves changing your lock levels. I mean, go back and use fewer locks. For the bowling alley with just two lanes, this effectively means that anytime somebody rents one lane, they get the whole building. While this option works, it's probably not going to solve your needs. The second option allows you to keep your fine-grained locks. All it adds is one requirement that anytime multiple locks are needed, they all have to be obtained in the same order. That was the ultimate cause of the bowling alley deadlock. Your clerk gave you lane 1 first, while the other clerk gave the other team lane 2 first. Because the clerks weren't following the same order, a deadlock occurred. Had the other clerk instead started with lane 1 just like your clerk did, then the scenario just becomes a race to see who can get the lock on lane 1 first. Whoever gets the first lock then goes on to get the second lock. This doesn't mean that the second lane will always be available. What it means is that there won't be somebody holding the second lane who also wants the first lane. There could easily be a lock on the second lane by a small team who will soon finish their game and leave. Does that mean you'll then get the second lane? Well, maybe not. It's possible that yet another small team will get the second lane ahead of you, and you have to wait again for them to complete. This is just normal waiting. Avoiding deadlocks doesn't suddenly speed up your application or give your thread some super ability to get all their locks on the first attempt. All it does is make sure that you avoid the scenario where multiple threads each have only part of what they need and are waiting on other threads that also have only part of what they need. thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.